I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. 63 people are dead following 14 strategically placed car bombs in Baghdad. With American troops now out of Iraq, sectarian violence is expected to escalate. Greg Musselman with Voice of the Martyrs Canada was in Iraq meeting with Christians. The church has been decimated.
Half to two-thirds of the Iraqi church has left the country. And so the pastor we talked to, he said no matter what happens, he's not leaving. And he really hopes that his brothers and sisters in Christ will stay. And to leave and not have a witness for Christ would be tragic.
Next, Forum 18 reports the Kazakh government plans to push its new religion laws harder. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith explains.
They're going to be devoting considerable resources to promoting this new religion law that they're calling progressive.
Griffith says now it seems the government's trying to enact some sort of uniform religion. What this means is unclear, but it's disconcerting for Christmas outreach.
Who knows what's going to happen near Seer, so we really need to be in prayer about this. Pray that the churches will be protected as they seek to reach children with the gospel.
And India can often miss the true reason for Christmas. Christians only make up about 2% of India's population, but that 2% celebrates well. Moi Padidi says Bibles for the World then ministers by giving out Bibles.
What better gift you and I can give this Christmas than to give the Word of God to those who have never read God's Word?
It only costs $2.25 to print and mail a copy of the New Testament. We can connect you at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Churches are always looking for great missions resources, right? How about the Mission Network News monthly bulletin insert? It's up-to-date news and information to get your friends out of the pew and actively involved in outreach. Call 1-800-995-4828 for subscription information or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.